This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Radiance is defined as radiating rays or reflecting beams of light, vividly bright and shining, glowing. When the term is applied to God, it means a blindingly bright, white light that eliminates shadows from everywhere, and that every corner of every room is brilliantly illuminated. I remember years ago when a television news crew with their TV cameras and brilliant white lights came to a business where I worked to discuss some news story relevant to the business enterprise. I noticed dust and dirt in small, tight corners of the room that our janitor had failed to clean because it was not visible with normal room lighting. Their TV lights were so bright that they uncovered things previously hidden. This is a miniature sample of the brilliant radiance of the light of God. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. That is found in 1 John 1:5. How do you appear in the light of the radiance of God? Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. I want to begin today with some basic starting points, some Bible verses about the radiance of God. Hebrews 1:3 says, Jesus the Son is the radiance of His glory and the representation of His essence, and He sustains all things by His powerful word. And so when He had accomplished cleansing for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. John 1:1-9, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God. The Word was with God in the beginning. All things were created by Him, and apart from Him not one thing was created that has been created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And the light shines on in the darkness, but the darkness has not mastered it. A man came sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Then, of course, there's this famous passage from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. For this is the way God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. The one who believes in Him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Now, this is the basis for judging, that the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil deeds hates the light, and does not come into the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God. The opening verses of the Gospel of John introduce us to Jesus Christ as the incarnation of God. John wants his readers to know that Jesus is fully God in human form. John then reveals the purpose of God coming to earth as a human. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus Christ came to bring the light of God's life into a spiritually dark and dying world. In Genesis, the creation of light was the first creative move of God. In the process of generating life, light was the initial instrument for illuminating the dark and formless void. It was the beginning of God shining light into the darkness. When John spoke of the incarnation, he was echoing the creation account. Scripture tells us over and over again that God is the source of life and light. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. That's Psalm 36:9. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. Jesus Christ is the light of God sent down to earth to pierce through the darkness. That light is the life of God, both physical and eternal. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die." John 11:35. The life within Christ is the life of God. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. John 5:26. The Bible tells us that the life of Christ serves as a light to all people. That life is the light of truth, the message of Christ's salvation and eternal life with God. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 1 John 5:11. The brilliance of Christ's light and truth shine like a light into the darkness of this world. In the New Testament, light and darkness are common symbols of good and evil. It is clear that light in John 1:5 represents life, and ultimately, eternal life with God in his heavenly kingdom. Darkness is the absence of light, the lack of God. It represents the power of evil, sin, and unbelief in this world, all of which lead to eternal death. John continues to focus on the theme of light and darkness throughout his gospel. In John 8:12, Jesus proclaims to the people, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." John 1:5 says the darkness has not overcome the light because evil cannot overpower Jesus Christ, who states, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." John 12:46. Jesus declared that those who believe in the light become sons and daughters of the light. Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light. John 12:36. According to the Apostle Paul, Christians have passed from darkness into light. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have the light from the Lord. So live as people of the light. Ephesians 5:8. The nature of light is to shine, and darkness cannot exist in the presence of light. Just as a bright street lamp discourages criminal mischief at night, so the light of Christ dispels the darkness of sin in the world. Just as the first rays of dawn pierce the blackness of night, the light of God and his truth carry spiritual awakening to darkened hearts. Jesus is the giver of life and bearer of light. The Son of God continues to shine his light to humankind through his church, the body of Christ. Whoever believes in him receives eternal life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, just as God has shown us mercy, we do not become discouraged, but we have rejected shameful hidden deeds, not behaving with deceptiveness or distorting the word of God, but by open proclamation of the truth, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience before God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing, among whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, so they would not see the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God." For we do not proclaim ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Jesus. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the one who shined in our hearts to give us the light of the glorious knowledge of God in the face of Christ. Acts 26:11-15, this is a portion of the story about how Saul, once the persecutor of the church, became Paul, the apostle of Christ. The text reads, "I punished them often in all the synagogues and tried to force them to blaspheme. Because I was so furiously enraged at them, I went to persecute them even in foreign cities. While doing this very thing, as I was going to Damascus with authority and complete power from the chief priests, about noon along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining everywhere around me and those traveling with me. When we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You are hurting yourself by kicking against the goads.' So I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord replied, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.'" Mark 9:1-8, "And Jesus said to them, 'I tell you the truth, there are some standing here who will not experience death before they see the kingdom of God come with power.' 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them alone up a high mountain privately. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiantly white, more so than any launderer in the world could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared before them along with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. So Peter said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us make 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' For they were afraid, and they did not know what to say. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came from the cloud, 'This is my one dear son. Listen to him.' Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore except Jesus." Now, friend, if you sense God drawing you to himself, I ask you to not resist this pull from God, but to repent and give your heart and mind fully to him by faith in Jesus to make you acceptable to God forever. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I will leave you today with this text from Hebrews 1:3. Jesus the Son is the radiance of his glory and the representation of his essence, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. And so when he had accomplished cleansing for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.